everybody. This is B on Dot Paul Podcast, Stuff About Stuff. So today we're going to talk about happiness and being happy. You know, it's a subjective emotion. It's a complex emotion, typically characterized by state of well-being, contentment, and joy. You know, this is part of the human experience that we just talked about. And it is a positive and desirable state for most humans. What most people try to be in their life. You know, it's like, I'm going to be happy. I'm happy. My spouse and I are happy. And typically you hear because of XYZ. You know, it's not the absence of negative emotions, but it's the balance between positive and negative. You know, it's normal to feel different things, you know, sadness, anger, fear. You know, that's just normal in life. Embracing and understanding the full spectrum of emotions can contribute to a better sense of well-being and happiness in the long run. Right? So how do you be happy? Wow, some tough questions here on Dot Paul. For me, the past 6 years, I've gone from extreme sadness, depression, to feeling nothing, to existing, to feeling a little better. You know, the old light at the end of the tunnel. And recently, I realized this the other day, and that's kind of why I wanted to talk about happiness. I haven't felt happiness in a long time, and man, I'm kind of happy. lucky you. You get to listen to me prattle on about how happy I am. But seriously, folks, you know, you have to have a healthy and positive relationship with family, friends, and your communities. That's going to help, especially family. You know, you never go to bed angry. You always say, I love you before you go to bed, go to sleep. You don't want to be the last thing out of your mouth is something negative. You know, your friends, you know, you may love your friends. I don't know if you say you love them all the time, but, you know, love your friends. And your community that you live in, spending time, you know, with loved ones, you know, that's awesome. I always like and love being with my sister and my brother-in-law and my nephews, grandnephew. You know, it just puts everything in perspective. For me, you know, I live my sister's words, a sequestered life. You know, I'm not a hermit. I do go places. I do see people. I do talk to people. I do interact. But I do live alone. I have a cat. He's a cat. So we got that going for us, which is nice. But, you know, you want to have a social network of people that can give you a sense of belonging and well-being. You know, that's very important. And I was touching on that the last podcast, you know, the human experience is having these intertwining things in your life can really make you feel like you belong to something, and that will make you happy. You know, here's some tips. Practice self-care. You know, you got to take care of yourself physically, mentally, emotional. You know, you have to eat well. You have to sleep. You have to engage in exercise. You have to manage the stress in your life. Turn your freaking TVs off. Put your phone down. Take a walk. Believe me, it will help. Or go on a bicycle ride. Go on a motorcycle ride. Play roller derby. Play basketball. Play baseball. Whatever you're going to do, go and do it. Dungeons and Dragons, I hear, is very awesome. You know, when you do these things, you can, you know, self-reflect. You can have self-compassion as well, and that's very important. We all do things that we're ashamed of and we wish we hadn't done and we're sorry for. But, you know, you have to forgive yourself first and have compassion for yourself. You know, we are not perfect. There's only been one dude that was perfect, and try to be like him, but understand you're a human and you are going to make mistakes, and don't let that get you down. You know, I think the self-care activities, it can bring you joy and boost your happiness and also help bring meaning into your life. It's good to have meaning. I've always found, this is me personally, you know, it's like I have a goal to do something, either personally or professionally, I do it. You know, that brought me joy. That brought me happiness. I smiled. Looking at my cat walking into the room makes me smile because he's cool. He's a cat. You know, you want to pursue meaningful goals. You know, have a sense of purpose and work toward those goals. And have a sense of direction and fulfillment. A lot of people have no direction in their lives. And I understand where that comes from. It's easy to get caught up into, what do people call it, life. And to just, before you know it, 10 years have gone by, 20 years have gone by. I was going to do, well, I guess I won't do that anymore. I'll let that go by. Don't fall into that trap, everybody. Make sure you have a purpose and you're working toward it. I used to use a technique, a dream board, just a poster board, and cut things out of a magazine or a newspaper or whatever and put up on that board and put that in a room where I had to look at it every day. So I would know all of this stuff I'm going through is to get to this, is to get to that, whatever it is, you know, that house, that motorcycle, that yacht, that helicopter, whatever you're trying to get to. Not that those things will make you happy per se, but it's good to have a goal and a sense of purpose of what you're going through. Because a lot of times, you know, you always hear TGIF and, oh my God, it's Monday. These are people that don't have purpose. These are people, you know, there's a song, Living for the Weekend. You don't want to live for the weekend. You want to live for every day. You want to be positive and upbeat about your life and have that purpose and be fulfilled. Try to be fulfilled every day if possible. I would always look at the dream board and go, you know, I'm going to be, let's just pick one, debt-free in 5 years. I am a year closer, a month closer, a week closer, because I did these things that at the time I didn't want to be doing. I did them for that goal. And sometimes, you know, it's simple as that. Something to look at and to remind you what you're going through. We talked about this in the human experience, you know, having gratitude, being grateful, you know, having an attitude of gratitude. And then the whole mindfulness is that, and that's, explain this again, is being present in the moment. And being present in the moment can help you shift your focus toward positive aspects of your life. You know, paying attention to the present moment without judgment, but to be self-aware, will help reduce stress and enhance overall well-being, i.e. happiness. I've kind of gave that the poo-poo for a while. And the past couple of years, I've been trying to do that. I love walking, and you see a lot of things when you're walking and interact with a lot of things. And I just had to stop one day and just look around and go, you know what? This is awesome. Those trees are awesome. That raccoon is awesome. Those birds are awesome. Is that a snake? What the heck? And continue to walk, and around every bend, every corner is something different. It's something to behold and to be mindful of. You know, I found when I started doing that, the stress in my life started to melt away. I literally stopped worrying about things because there was all this around me and I was living in the moment. That brings me to, you know, try to engage in activities that bring you joy, you know, something that you enjoy and brings you a sense of pleasure and fulfillment can really contribute to happiness. I think sports is a great way for people to have happiness, because you're with a team. It's the team. It's not you. You participate. You know, you're a cog in a wheel, and you guys make something happen. And it can be a lot of fun. And that happiness can come with that fellowship with other people, with the sport itself, or possibly the spectators, people, you know, cheering you on, or maybe your cool uniforms. Maybe y'all have a cool color and you got to pick your own number, like 13. Sorry, I need some water. So try to reduce the stress and you'll have overall well-being. This will really help for you to be happy. And this isn't on the list, but I'm going to throw this out. I just thought about this. Laugh. That's right. Laugh. Silly laughter. Crazy laughter. Laugh at everything. You hear something negative or something you don't agree, just laugh and go, they are crazy. No way. Heck no, hippopotamus does not wear a skirt. And get a good belly chuckle. I highly recommend watching comedy. I like old school comedy, and some of the new stuff is funny. It's cool just to turn on something and randomly find something funny, find someone who's funny, and just laugh out loud at it, you know? And just enjoy yourself. Even if you're in public, laugh as loud as you can. You know, as long as, and no authorities are like, I think Homebrew over there, we need to check him out because he may have drank one too many sarsaparillas. But laugh, have fun, you know? This podcast I do for the joy of it. The fun of it. I like talking to people. I sometimes like talking to myself. I like trying to figure things out. The feedback I've gotten has been great. Some of the feedback I was not expecting. And I appreciate that. Thank you very much. So if this helps you, you know, I would just start out each one of these podcasts with a chuckle. You know, when you stuff about stuff, like, what the heck is B talking about? Stuff? What kind of stuff? And then I will elaborate on the stuff of the moment. try to practice kindness, acts of kindness, compassion. be altruistic, you know, can foster positive emotions and another sense of purpose, helping others, volunteering, contributing to your community. You know, the place where you live needs you. I know some of you know what I'm talking about. You're already doing it, and I tip my hat to you. That's awesome. I stand in awe of what you do in your community. Roger, roger. Cool. Rest of us, we need to get on our horses and ride. We need to pick something. And not just at Thanksgiving or Christmas. You know, the food bank is there 24/7, 365. Even if you just contribute something, you know, I like Tunnels to Towers. You know, that's $11 a month. We all can spare $11 a month. And I just got an invoice from them and a statement. 97.2% of the donations this last month went to the veterans and the first responders. We owe them that. Because when you come home from work, your house hasn't burnt down, or no one's broken into your house or your car, and no one's killed you or your loved ones, those people deserve your gratitude. The United States, protected by the military, some of these guys come back and they are messed up. They're missing arms and legs and eyes, and they've been burnt. They need our help, and we should help them. So that's my little soapbox. I'll come off of that right now. Find something in your community to put your mind at, you know, and to help. I like the food bank, you know. Even, you know, the Goodwill. A lot of people don't like the Goodwill. Here in Texas, they've had some issues, but their mission is the same, and the people that work there and the people that get helped are the same. And you can just take down some old clothes and, you know, donate them. Don't throw them away, you know, or down to the homeless shelter or the woman's shelter and help somebody out. You know, there are people going through things that you could not imagine, and they need our help. And it will help you. It will bring joy and happiness to you. And you don't have to tell anybody. You don't have to post anything. You don't have to take a picture of your phone. You don't have to text anybody. Just do it. You know, that's about you and your spirit and how you feel. Nobody else needs to know. You know, you need to have a positive mindset. This is hard. This is a hard one, so stay with me. You know, have a positive outlook on life. Focus on your strengths. Refrain from challenges as opportunities for growth can contribute to a happier mindset. Practicing positive affirmation, challenging negative thought patterns, and nurturing a positive mindset can impact your overall happiness. I looked that one up too. So what they're saying is don't be negative. Don't be a jackass. Pull yourself up from your bootstraps. Look yourself in the mirror and tell yourself, I got this. No one's coming to rescue you. No one's going to help you except yourself. When you start exuding this self-help, this glow that will come over you, others will be attracted to that, and they may help you, or you may help them, and that will make you happy and will bring you joy. Don't be negative. Turn the TV off. Turn your phone off. Nobody cares if you ate broccoli last night. Stop. Put it down. These are things that are not good for happiness, joy, and overall well-being. Excuse me, I need to take a drink of water. I've had a sore throat. I've been talking on the phone a lot. So try to be positive about life. We live in the United States. We don't have anything to be negative about. Sure, people may disagree with us. Sure, we may not get along with everybody. Sure, we're different. Sure, you're a nerd. Sure, you're this. Sure, you're that. Who cares? You are you. You are a human being, and you are special, and I am special. And we owe it to ourselves and our loved ones to be positive. So keep that in mind. You know, they say happiness is a journey, not a destination, and that's true. You know, life is a range of emotions, including the negative ones, and that's just part of, again, the human experience. And if you're one of the percentage of people who needs medications to help you with those negative emotions, I get it. Be careful. A lot of this can be fixed yourself, the way you think and the way you interact with the world. You know, being flatlined all the time is no. So as I was saying, being flatlined all the time is no way to live. Sorry if there's a little hiccup there in the recording. I lost the interwebs there for a moment. That was weird. Sun dogs passing by, I guess. That kind of threw me off. Never had that happen. So you don't. You want to experience things, and you need, I think, at least for me, I can only speak for me, sometimes having these negative things in my life make me appreciate the more happy things in my life and go, you know what, this is really cool because that thing yesterday was terrible. Finding what works best for you in terms of achieving happiness, it may require some experimentation and self-discovery. Nothing wrong with that. Just like everything in life, you have to try something out. You know, it's like when you go to the shoe store, right? It's like, oh, man, because, you know, you see some shoes and you like them. You think they're going to be cool. And you get there and you try them on, you prance around with them, and it's like, no, these aren't as cool as I thought they were. But out of the corner of your eye, you can't, there's this other pair. It's like, how you doing? And you put those on, and that's the pair you buy. Same thing with, you know, life. You got to try things out. Take it easy. Take it slow. Sometimes changing the way you think about things, especially happiness. A lot of us are conditioned to think one way and one way only. And that happens early in life. And you get to where I am, you know, you have to shed some of that thinking. You have to say goodbye to some of those thoughts. I would also seek out trusted friends, your family, and possibly a professional or two. And I don't mean prostitutes. So I know some of y'all are like, what are you talking about? You know, like healthcare professionals. If you're having challenges, I have done that. It worked for me, you know, but I didn't stay ensconced in that for 10, 15, 20 years. I took their advice. They gave me the tools to do what I needed to do. And I felt like that I've gotten better. You know, I addressed the things that were bringing me down with their help, and I got better. And when I find myself in those situations, I think back Also, I took notes. They take notes about you. I took notes what they were saying, because apparently you can't record them. They don't like that. but you can write stuff down. And also, if you have a trusted friend, someone who already probably knows everything about you, but someone you just want to say, hey, you know, I'm not down with the whole turtles wearing sweaters. That's kind of weird to me. I know everybody's like, oh, sweaters and turtles is the new thing. I don't think I can do that. And I will not be supporting that. Good for y'all, but no, not for me. Or whatever it is in your life that is, bringing you down, stealing that joy, not making you laugh. As I was saying earlier, you know, I try to laugh at everything. Had a problem on the motorcycle the other day, and I just like, par for the course, I just chuckled to myself, but it was my mistake. Okay, I won't do that again. I was like, okay, so I'll just look in the rearview mirror, and I'll just, instead of turning here, I'll get back on the road and I'll turn. You know, I made a navigation error, and you know, that just made me chuckle, because I've been that road. I've made that turn, you know, over, let's see, it's the new neighborhood, it's probably 50 times now. I know the route well, but this one time, because I'm on the bike, oh, we got to do it different. Just got to laugh at these things, you know? Some of these concepts are just that. They're just concepts. And, you know, I think some people get so caught up in living life. You know, I think the having a goal and having a positive outlook will really, really help the majority of people listening to this. I'm one of those people. I felt like for a long time that I was cursed, if you will. And no, I'm not Italian. But I just woke up one day and go, there is something happened to me. And I started thinking, was I in Haiti? No, you know, I was in Belize and Mexico and Puerto Rico and, you know, Virgin Islands. I don't remember any voodoo, but maybe I touched the wrong thing. Maybe like Brady Bunch and I had the tiki, you know, and maybe something happened and now these things are going to happen to me for the rest of my life. No, it was me. And it was the way that I was perceiving life and what I was going through. And I had to pull myself out of that. And I had to laugh about things again. You know, humor is subjective, obviously. You know, what Dave Chappelle says to me is freaking hilarious. Other people, apparently, it makes them very angry. I don't understand, and it's not for me to understand or even for Dave to understand. His job is to entertain, and I think he's very funny. When George Carlin was alive, my mother hated him, and I had that album that had those words on it, and my daddy got home, the belt came out, and I got a spanking, but man, it was freaking worth it. I've known some pretty funny individuals in my life and people who didn't mean to be funny, which is even funnier. You know, I'm like, did you hear what you just said? you know, like, no, you didn't. And that just makes it even funnier to me. You know, a lot of this can fluctuate over time, obviously. And it's not a constant state, you know, you're not euphoric or full of joy or have happiness 24/7, because we are individuals. We are humans. This is our lot in quote unquote life, the human experience, if you will. And, you know, there are external circumstances, you know, life events and changes. And you just have to roll with the punches, literally. You know, I look back, at my life and I just wonder how I got through certain things. And then other things I look back and I go, man, that was so good. I kind of knew it was good at the time, but I didn't know how good. And it was really, really good. And, you know, it just comes part of life. And then I think if you have that mindset where you're laughing, you know, the sine wave is, you know, just up and down, up and down. You know, sometimes you're going to be up, sometimes you're going to be down. There's no steady state in the human condition. Excuse me, I need more water. Ugh, sore throat like a son of a gun. Sorry, everybody. And then that full spectrum of emotions can run over you and you don't really know where to go or what to do. And sometimes that's why I was saying in the last human experience podcast is a meditation can help with this. You know, I found my meditation through running, as I explained, you know, I would get 2 or 3 miles into it and I was gone, literally gone and gone. I had a partner that I used to run with and we would stop and typically the first 30 seconds to a minute she was talking to me, I was just like, you know, I had the runner's high big time. Whatever that was had taken over my brain and my being. And I knew what she was saying, but I really didn't know how to answer her. And then, you know, I would walk it off, if you will. We would walk and stretch. And then I would come back into myself. I guess that's how you could say it. But that used to make me very happy. I was always tried to run faster than her because that made me happy, but she was a gazelle. This person was a natural athlete, played golf, played basketball, ran like a gazelle, had an athletic body. And I, you know, I was a middle-aged fat IT guy, but, you know, that meditation really, really helped. And also that meditation that day, that next night when I would sleep, you know, I was, you know, I'm a night owl. I was always used to staying up to, oh man, watch sci-fi movies all night if I could. And, but that night, you know, after a light dinner, you know, I would be asleep. I was like, I'm going to bed. You know, and she would come to bed later and I would be snoring. If she would roll me over, oh, what time is it? You know, hour had gone by and like I felt like I'd been out because obviously physically tired, but that brain chemical, you know, it had been released and I was done. Kind of like that after you make the sweet love, you know, coma that people get. I think when you can have a sense of accomplishment and satisfaction from these goals is awesome because that satisfaction will make you happy, you know, and it may be monetary. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, we need money. We have to buy things. I don't know about you, but I like to eat. I like to pay my bills. I like to be self-sufficient. That there is some satisfaction to that. When I was a younger man, you know, obviously grew up living with my mother and my father. I didn't know what bills were. Got my first place, my first job, and, you know, rent came due. I was like, wait a minute. Oh, okay. And then electricity came due, and then, you know, water came due, gas, you know, whatever it was. Nowadays, you know, now there's internet, TV, streaming, all these services, subscriptions. You know, we've lost our minds on subscriptions. You know, a lot of people have subscriptions to things they don't even watch. You know, part of my secret to getting debt free is get rid of all that and pare down. I spent better part of a month writing down what I watch and what it was broadcast on. And then I was like, how many times do I watch this? You know, and then the things I was like, why? Oh, I got that because of this show or that show. Well, that show's done now, so I'm done with this. Out. You know, you get caught up in things. You know, I like Star Wars. You know, I like the whole universe of Star Trek. You know, and they keep churning these things out, you know, season after season, year after year. And some of these story arcs or some of these characters I grew up with, you know, are coming to an end. Thank God, because I'm not going to watch them anymore. And then other things that seem cool, you know, the whole Marvel universe. Well, okay, you know, I like the Avengers. You know, the rest of them, all right. But you know, I'm not going to spend a lot of money on that. I think if I had young children, that would be different. You know, because that would probably be a hobby we would have, you know, or a pursuit we would have. Something that we could all enjoy. And like, oh yeah, turn on the Mandalorian, Daddy, or whatever. And I do like the Mandalorian. You know, the whole Baby Yoda thing is a little weird, but whatever. I'm a firm believer of putting things on DVR and then you can watch them later. And you know, I guess I'm over explaining something, but all of these things have brought me happiness by unburdening myself, by letting go of things I really didn't need. Things I thought I was enjoying, but when it got right down to it, I wasn't. I remember someone at work, back when we used to go to work, you watching the XYZ. Oh no, what's that on? That's on this. And then you have to get a subscription and, you know, oh, wow. Okay. Now I can converse with the people about the XYZ. I hated the XYZ. It's like, that's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. You know, so now someone goes, oh, do you watch the, Jackass 21? No, I do not. Thank you very much. I don't do that. There are certain books that have been made into some blockbuster movies that I have enjoyed. And enjoyed talking about and experiencing with other people, much like the books, like we used to do. You know, you would read a chapter, like a book club. You know, you would read a chapter and they go, hey, you know, what about this character and what does he mean to the plot? You know, is that a hero, a heroine, you know, what is that? What does that mean to you? And we would dissect it, kind of the same thing with some of these shows. But you know, don't let these passions rob you of living your life though. I don't think a TV show should be a passion. I think you can enjoy it with people and have fun. But you know, those contacts and connections that you're trying to build are really, really where it's at. Back to the family, friends, and communities. experiences, successes, and then supporting each other during challenges. You know, that can bring you real happiness and real joy, and laugh with other people. Have a good belly laugh, even if it's at your own expense. So I hope I didn't ramble on about incoherent things that didn't mean anything to anybody. I thought this would be an easier topic than it was, but apparently it's not. However, I'm glad you joined me today on Dot Paul Podcast, Stuff About Stuff. And remember, accelerate with confidence.